This is CITR News, your station for independent Olympics coverage. Hey everyone, thanks for listening. I'm Brad Pepink, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia and bringing you the latest in Olympics news from Vancouver. Today is February 19th, day 7 of your 2010 Winter Games coverage. Today, I hope to tell you about some upcoming events here in Vancouver. Whether you're in the city or following the Olympics from abroad, these are events that anyone can take part in, and in fact, I strongly encourage you to. For the better half of this past decade, campus and community radio stations have rallied together to address homelessness in Canada through our presence on radio airwaves. Serving up 14 hours of people-powered radio, the annual Homelessness Marathon is organized by CKUT in Montreal and takes place on February 23rd from sunrise to sunset. The event aims to raise consciousness and offer an opportunity for homeless people and their allies to share their stories. This nationwide discussion on homelessness issues starts in Montreal with live broadcasts from cities across the country. On February 23rd, CJSF, campus and community radio station from Simon Fraser University, is hosting a two-hour segment of the marathon. In dialogue with local artists who have been affected by homelessness, the live broadcast will air from 8 to 10 p.m. in Vancouver, here on CITR, and on 40 stations across the country. Taking place at the W2 Culture and Media House on West Hastings Street, CJSF is engaging with the community in an effort to address many issues that have been highlighted during the Olympics. The opportunity to broadcast live from the W2 Culture and Media House is really exciting for us newsies and radio folk in Vancouver. Home to the unaccredited media visiting for the Olympics, W2 aims to provide a, quote, vibrant and complementary focal point and acts as a catalyst in the revitalization of the Vancouver Downtown East Side by emphasizing the development capacity by and for Downtown East Side residents, end quote. While the W2 building has been the home for bloggers and journalists, it has also served as the headquarters for the Legal Observer program during the Games. Operating 24 hours a day, the W2 staff have been producing coverage, press conferences, and hosting a gamut of international observers for the game, including art activists from London, Liverpool, and Brooklyn. On Tuesday, February 22nd, W2 is hosting a conference to address the impact of social media tools on the coverage of the 2010 Winter Olympics. The conference will question what difference exists between how citizen journalists utilize social media to cover the games and the way corporate media broadcast the stories. The conference features a keynote from Andy Mia, author of A Digital Olympics, Digital Games, Ethics, and Cultures, and will also feature experts from traditional and social media, bloggers, and academia, who will explore how news media is impacting the IOC's ability to control its message and hand exclusively to its investor brands. Panelists will also consider the implications of new media for Olympic coverage in London 2012 and beyond. An afternoon unconference program provides open space for participant-led workshops with an added emphasis on practice and a summary of the first Olympic week. The conference also brings people face-to-face for networking and sharing tips on theory, practice, legal, and operations. W2 will also web stream the entire conference to reach viewers outside of Vancouver. And if you're in the city, come down to W2 as the day wraps up with a Sync a Set reception and evening party with Vancouver artists and DJs. Lastly, W2 is also hosting a panel discussion this weekend, February 20th, to address the diversity of tactics used by protesters during the first half of the Olympic Games. That's all from me, Brad Pepink, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. I hope that you can catch our broadcast today at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, or you can grab our podcast at citr.ca. Thanks so much, and have a great day.